great, and I'm on my way, way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the youth perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
Good evening, Bahamas. Thank you so much for locking it in. Thanks so much for tuning in and being a part of the program, The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. And of course, we have an exciting show for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get started in just a few moments. We want to thank you so much for locking it in. To 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, the National Voice of the Bahamas, and Inspiration 107.9 FM, where it's all gospel all the time. ZNS3, 810 AM, right there in Freeport, Grand Bahama as well. And so we thank you so much for being a part of the show this evening. And we want to welcome to the Youth Perspective. It's her first time, but I do believe it's not going to be her last time. I believe she'll join us again real soon. We have Dr. Ann Roll, and of course, she's the team lead for tobacco cessation and control. And of course, that is a subcommittee of the Healthy Bahamas Coalition in partnership with the Ministry of Health and Wellness. That is a mouthful. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you in the studio.
Well, it's my pleasure, and yeah. I really welcome the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. It's great. And we get ready to approach the time, and we are going to talk this evening about World Tobacco Month, as well as we're going to talk a little bit about tobacco, talk a little bit about vaping. A lot of persons may not be familiar with vaping, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But before we get started, could you just tell me a little bit about yourself and the work that you do.
Well, I am Dr. Ann Roll, retired senior nursing officer, holistic nutrition practitioner. And one of my roles is as a team lead for the Ministry of Health, Tobacco Cessation and Control. And what we do, we try to educate and empower the communities about the dangers of smoking, because we know now we have a problem in the country. So it's always there. But it's more evident now. It's increasing in our younger population and in our male population. So our role is to help to create healthier lifestyles because of the burden of diseases we are facing. Every organ in our body is affected by tobacco. And this month, incidentally, is hypertension, a high blood pressure month awareness, and mental health, and they all tie in. So whether you're smoking, you're looking at your blood pressure, your blood sugar, they're all part of the whole problem. So our role is just to help to sensitize, raise awareness, and to make people more cognizant of the dangers of smoking, whether it's smoking or vaping or any other form of substance you use.
Do you find that the numbers of persons using tobacco, using vaping, has it increased? Have you seen it increase in more of adults or young persons? What are you finding?
Well, yes, especially a recent study that they had, data source early this year, we have an increase in the smoking, especially from the male population. And it increased from what? It's gone up to about 20%, 17%. Wow. It was lower in 2015, but now it's heading to like 17% and projected to be like 20% in the year 2025, which is only 24%, which is only like 2 years away. So there is you can see the gradual increase. Mm-hmm. I don't have the figures for the younger generation, but we know now, based on what we're observing, that it's as young as the kids in the primary school. Mm-hmm. They are also involved in vaping. So it's coming across now, from the junior straight into the seniors, into the adult life. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the challenges we're facing as a nation.
What do you think people find with using tobacco and vaping? Do you think it's more of an escape, or, you know, what do you think?
Well, initially people said, okay, I can vape. It's not as dangerous as smoking, but it is just as dangerous.
Mm.
Different, smoking and vaping, they're two different things, but they're still dangerous. Right. They're for your health. You can use it as a way of vaping, as a way of thinking. But when you look at the ingredients, it's made up of similar ingredients, especially the nicotine, which is highly, highly addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're looking at now, young people who are smoking and vaping, especially the vaping, it's like a step up to full-blown cigarette smoking later as they become adults based on their lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
So helping the youth to direct the path and not just use it as something recreational. There are dangers associated with it. Because you have, like, for tobacco, you have, what, 69%, 69 different types of substances that can cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the amount yet in the vaping, but what's been said is the vaping, one, the use of it, and they do it multiple times, one use of smoke is like equivalent to 20 pack of cigarettes, which
wow.
is 20 cigarettes. So it's a lot more concentrated and more toxic.
Right.
So when you inhale that, it goes into your lungs.
Right. And I think it's more, maybe a little bit easier to be able to get it.
Yes.
You could carry it around with you. You know, you could just charge it. I see a lot of people charging their vaping devices and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're puffing while they're driving and they take a little breaks and stuff like that. So.
Yes, yeah. It's easy to get,
mm-hmm.
it's cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and it's used easily.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things. And the problem is, because of the pattern that tobacco companies have had in the past, so there are over, 8 million people dying a year from tobacco smoking. They're now focusing on the young people, because they're the oldest dying out. They don't really, you're already there, they have you there. So now they're using means of attracting the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, to be recipients of these drugs, and there's a cost to it, because it affects every part of the body, just as how the tobacco would affect your body. And because you're growing, these kids, their brains are not yet developed.
Mm-hmm.
It could affect the brain, especially the lungs. They had a study about 69 deaths in the late 2022, anyway, around that time. And they were in the, 19, between 19 and 21. And on the autopsies, every one of them had a particular substance in the lungs because of that type of vaping that they were doing. So it's just not innocent. And then it's attractive because they have the color,
mm-hmm.
the taste.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the charging, mm-hmm. that could explode. And you can get some serious, serious burns.
I never thought about that part.
Got a
mm-hmm.
video,
mm-hmm.
and it's horrible things that can happen to people. But innocently, the kids thought, oh, I'm releasing stress. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But as parents and advocates, we really have to explain to these kids, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
So you just don't pleasure. Yeah, we look for things for pleasure, but at the same time, there's a price to pay.
Mm-hmm. And for the parents listening in, they may not be as familiar with vaping. They might have seen it around, but they really haven't taken any time to really put any research in it. What should they know? And if they have young persons who are using it in their home or maybe at the church or wherever, what should they be discussing with their young people?
Well, I think they need to find out exactly what the kids are doing. In other words, you really have to have a good relationship with your kid.
Yeah.
Because it's just not talking to them or mm-hmm. at them, talk with them, find mm-hmm. out what's going on. Because as I said, it's in the primary schools,
mm-hmm.
you know. So understand that, talk about it. You learn as much as you can about it because the internet is there. You go on Google, you find everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Go and look about dating, vaping,
mm-hmm.
and explain to the kids now this is not something that you want to involve in. If you know you have someone or a friend who's doing it, discourage it. Ask him not to do it. As a matter of fact, on the 27th at the mall,
mm-hmm.
they would have a Bahamas Drug Council. They'd be doing a Take the Pledge Day,
mm-hmm.
getting kids to talk to each other, a pair of to take a pledge not to vape, not to smoke. So hopefully that message could go out to parents to talk to the parents, find out what's going on at school, because these kids, they're involved in a lot of different things. Just recently, I was told that this kid got suspended because he had like 4 vaping pens in his bag. Mm. And that's a high school.
Yeah.
So it's here. Mm-hmm. We just have to be knowledgeable, where we teachers or parents. Or, and the thing is, the dangerous thing is what you call the third-hand smoke. You have the second-hand smoke and the third-hand smoke, because these things go into your lungs. Mm-hmm. Let's take, for example, you have benzene, formaldehyde. All those toxic substances in those things, would you take it and put it in your skin?
No.
If you put it one day and you do it the next day, and what your skin would look like?
Mm. It'd look horrible, I guess. Yeah.
That look only look horrible. It's going to start burning, or you're getting burns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's your outside. So when you put the smoke in your body, you can't see it.
Mm.
But on the inside, your lungs are being affected. Your heart is being affected. Your brain is being affected. Mm. The tar from the smoke is causing other issues. So you have other health concerns. You may be coughing more respiratory problems, maybe asthma, cardiovascular, like we talked about, the hypertension, the diabetes. So it starts the whole process. And you know, the country is burdened with those diseases. Okay? Mm-hmm. Our death rate is very high. The blood pressure, diabetes. Right now, there's so many people on dialysis. You know, and all is lifestyle. So if you can explain the dangers and they can see the connection, connect the dots.
Yeah.
Yes, you're young now. There are not very many studies because it's something new. But what would happen in the next 10 years to the person who continues to smoke? Mm-hmm. The next 15 years? Because now, and you know, smoking is a slow process. I know of someone years ago who started, and she just passed 2 years ago, throat cancer. You know, so it's a progressive thing. And when you stop, there are benefits that can happen.
Yeah. And so it's best to not even start if you can. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And now, well, let's switch gears. Before we get ready to wrap up in a few minutes, we do definitely want to talk about World Tobacco Month. Is there any events or anything that we should be looking out for in this month of World Tobacco Month?
Yes, we've had a couple of radio shows. Mm-hmm. And as I said, in the mall on the 27th, there's an exhibition for the youth to give them more information on vaping. I think there's going to be a skit by another group. I think it's called SAD. And you could read it, get as much information. Go to the mall at that around 2 o'clock on Saturday the 27th. Mm-hmm. And then on the 31st, which is World No Tobacco Day, we're asking everyone to be cognizant of where you are as a smoker, or you have know someone who's a smoker, ask them to defer. Just stop smoking for that day, because it's the World Health Organization that was organized from, 1987, because they see the plight and the death, which is preventable. Mm-hmm. So every year there's a theme. This year is we need food, not tobacco.
Because, I love that.
Yeah, because a lot of the plantation, well, we don't grow tobacco in the Bahamas, but the other countries that grow, the tobacco is depleting the soil, seriously. So the and now we have a food shortage already. So now, because of that, less and less food is available to the populations. And what's happening? The tobacco is deadly. So we're basically extinguishing ourselves, you know. So you have to look at it in the whole context, just not one cigarette. Where does it lead me down the road? And secondhand smoke, I just want to plug that in, because the person may not be a smoker, but they're exposed. So there are a couple of things that you can do. Make sure you don't stay in the environment. Take care of yourself. Have a healthy lifestyle. Eat properly. Exercise. Drink a lot of water. Encourage the loved one to stop smoking. If you can't, just support them. But make sure that they're healthy, because there's so many benefits you can get when you stop smoking. Social benefits, health benefits, financial benefits. You know how much money you can save?
Mm-hmm. We should have started off with that one. Save money.
Exactly.
Yes.
And smell better.
Yes.
Right? Then your teeth, your air, and then the next couple of years you have to go for what you call COPD, The lungs can't cope because it's like it's crushing the lungs and it's damaging the other parts of the body. So the benefits are the sooner you can quit, the better quality of health. Because we don't want to add to the burden we already have.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's preventable.
Mm-hmm. So very important. Now, for the persons who want to maybe reach out to find out more information, is there a number they can call or maybe a website that they can go to, how they can...
Well, you can always call Ministry of Health. That's 502, I think it's 4727, or 557-2037. Because we have a training program.
Okay.
Dr. Carey and I, we work with people who want to stop smoking.
Okay.
And it's a 9-week program. It's called Breathe Free 2. And it's very holistic. Take you through the whole process because it's not easy to quit. So you have the support and the information to help you through. And we've had some success.
Wow.
So
that's a powerful program.
We do a training, yes.
Yeah.
It's been making in the years. No, but it's effective. And we've had persons who are basically smoke-free now.
Mm.
You know, we have a WhatsApp group and they're posting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible.
Yes.
But you have to be able to say, I will stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to be focused. And get the support. The environment has to be conducive as well. Because you'd want to, but all your friends are doing it. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, definitely will be hard. And before we go, before we get ready to wrap up and I get your closing comments, is there any information that we forgot to mention, anything that you need to plug in, that you want to plug in for persons to know about either tobacco or vaping or World Tobacco Month?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want them to know that vaping is addictive.
Mm-hmm.
It can harm your body and all treasures our kids growing up, our youth. So we have to be as serious as adults to reach out to our kids and help them, because a lot of them need a sense of direction, and I find sometimes it's not there. So we need good role models to help them, whether it's the church, the society, or the youth group, because you're talking about youth.
Mm-hmm.
Get information like that in the youth communities.
Yes,
so
yes.
These kids could be aware of it and more sensitive. And in October, we want to do, we're planning to do a Smoke Out Bahamas, Great Smoke Out Bahamas. It's
okay.
Done every year in the States. They just take one day and ask everyone to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to have the whole Bahamas. So that means it's a task that everyone should take up to assist those who want to smoke and to support them.
Well, we look forward to bringing you back so we can have a conversation in October and spread the word.
Absolutely.
Now, before we let you go, we're joined this evening by Dr. Anne Roll. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about tobacco. We're talking about vaping. We're talking about World Tobacco Month. Is there any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience, those listening in the family of violence, those listening to us by way of the internet across the world? Any closing comments you want to leave?
My closing comments would be, although you do not smoke, don't turn a blind eye, because if you're a recipient of the secondhand smoke, that's the smoke you inhale, there are dangers. Because I just want to, as I said, I'm passionate about the youth.
Yes.
And our kids, especially for the pregnant mothers who've been exposed, they don't have a choice. The kids, they have serious issues with respiratory problems the kids have been born with, or sudden death in the kids, and even infertility. Although you say, I don't smoke, but if you're constantly involved in the environment. So use secondhand smoke. See it differently than how you say, because now we have second and third hand smoke on your clothes.
Yeah.
So just be mindful of that and just don't turn a blind eye. I mean, turn a blind eye, yes, from the smoking.
Yeah.
But be aware and take care of yourself and promote a non-smoking environment around you as best as you can.
All right. I love it. We thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Anne Roll, ladies and gentlemen, team lead for tobacco cessation and control.
Cessation and control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Subcommittee of the Healthy Bahamas Coalition. and Ministry of Health and Wellness. And we've spoken this evening about World Tobacco Month and really shined a light on tobacco and vaping. And so you want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening in to the youth of our nation, you want to make sure, check in on the youth that you have around you, check in on the adults that you have around them and see what's going on with them. And if they are, get them in contact with the Ministry of Health and Wellness. Make sure that you are aware of what's going on in their lives so you can help them to live better lives, all right? And this is a part of what we do here at the Broadcasting Corporation, and we make sure we do our endeavor best to educate as well as entertain and inform. And so this is one of our arms of education. And so we thank you so much, Dr. Ann Roll, and we're looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
You're welcome. And thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Always a good pleasure to have you and have more conversations. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps things up for the Youth Perspective for this week. We'll see you next week, Saturday. We'll do it all over again, same time, same place, right here on the Youth Perspective with yours truly.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way, way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Keshik and Jamal.